And welcome back for the Coach Paul Thomas Show. Of course, we have Coach Paul Thomas along with myself, Jay Nauer, and we're going to review the game last week against East Buchanan, as well as some things we have coming up. Just a note, I know this will be posted Thursday night, but the game has been moved to 6 p.m. due to pending weather concerns. Other schools have done the same thing. Lawson versus North Platte at 5 p.m. Mid Buchanan versus Penny, that's at 5:30. Plattsburgh versus East Buchanan is at 5:30. Lathrop versus West Platte, once again, at 6 p.m. We'll make the adjustments, and we should be on the air for a pregame right around 5:15 p.m. tomorrow night. Just to educate everybody, we'll also have that posted on westplattesports.com. Well, Coach, just looking at last week versus East Buchanan, 30-16, the final score. You know, you take out the first 16 points that that East Buchanan scored, we've got a tie ball game with a crew that, you know, we at the beginning of the year we're not first in depth. But I got to tell you, Coach, I would hope that you would feel pretty good about the way these kids stepped up last week.
Yeah, I really felt good the way they competed. You know, we had to move some people around, and you know, I thought Devlin did a nice job at quarterback, and then of course Braden came in, you know, when Devlin had a cramp and did a good job too, so at quarterback. So, but you know, I thought our kids did a good job. You know, we just, you know, can't give up the big plays, you know, and that's the big thing, you know, and that's what we talk to our kids about, the big plays, and you know, it's blocking and tackling, and you know, but overall I felt pretty good about our effort, and I thought our kids played really, really hard the whole game.
Just kind of the way it worked out, going late in the third quarter, West Platte Blue Jays versus East Buchanan, it was a 22-14 game at that point. West Platte getting within one possession, and at that point, Coach, I know we in the booth along with others felt that was probably anybody's game at that point.
Yeah, I really felt it was that way also, you know, and you know, we had a couple scoring chances, we just didn't punch it in, and you know, you got to do that against a good football team and well-coached football team. So, you know, we punch those in, and it's a different ball game.
Coach, on some of those, and I know you had some players in depth that stepped up, like we mentioned once again, and sometimes those can occur with a matter of maturity too in this young team.
Yeah, and our kids are, you know, we're getting a lot of snaps in, and you know, our kids are starting to mature, and it's nice to have kids step in too, you know, and it gives you more depth every time you have kids step in and play. So, you know, kids are working hard and trying to get over the hump.
Yeah, it's it kind of makes it interesting on these games from week to week, and you know, there might be a situation, and we may have this tomorrow night where the rain comes in, and I've always called the rain kind of an equalizer because the turnovers kind of happen and that kind of thing. And sometimes it's just a matter of who's going to take the best opportunities with the turnovers. And Coach, I felt like too that you did pretty well on the security of the ball as well.
Yeah, you know, we played in that real wet game first game, so I feel pretty good about that. And you know, we've taken care of the football all year long. You know, we're winning the plus minus turnover battle. So, you know, that's encouraging. And, you know, we work on the turnovers every Tuesday. We have Takeaway Tuesday. And, you know, we always work on that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's kind of showing up in the games too. And it's good to see something you work on show up in the games.
Well, Coach, as we get ready for this game, it could be a wet one. We don't know for sure. I'm definitely not going to get in the business of predicting the weather. But, you know, in a situation like that, you know, I know security of the ball is encouraged, but it's just one of those things where it's a matter of more concentration, isn't it, to make sure you have better security of the ball in those kind of environments?
Yeah, most definitely, you know, and we talk about it, you know, we told them it's going to be wet tomorrow night maybe, and we need to hold on to that thing, and that's a big thing. And, you know, if they give us the ball, give it to us, we need to take advantage of it and score. So, you know, that's what we're going to try to do.
All right, Coach. Well, final on that one. East Buchanan 30, West Platte 16. It was a one possession game late in the third quarter. Blue Jays got to within 22-14. East Buchanan goes on to win a KCIA conference battle. We'll be back to talk about the games coming up this week, as well as the opponent, and what we see in the district going on so far. We'll be right back. The Shane Bartee Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Bartee Law Offices, located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This week, the West Platte Blue Jays take on the Lathrop Mules. And I tell you what, Lathrop, they've had a pretty good run of success here lately, having a great year last year, and this year they look like they're pretty good as well. And Coach, I know a team like this is probably a great opportunity for this team that you're looking at right now.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for the kids to play a team like this, and Lathrop is, they're loaded, and I mean they're big all over, and it'll be a good challenge for our kids tomorrow night.
Coach, I know last year I remember they ran the ball awfully well. Of course, they were a little diverse, too. They threw the ball, too, but I remember most of their running game. Is that the same attack they have this year?
Yeah, it's the same attack. And, Coach Holt, likes the buck sweep and the traps and the counters. So, and then they like to spread it out a little bit and throw it, too. So it'll be a great test for our defense. And then on their defensive side, they run a four front and, their kids fly around the football. They haven't given up very many points this year. So, it'll be a good challenge for our offense.
As far as your offense and defense, and I know special teams too, Coach, can make a big difference in a potential rain game coming up. Any special preparations you made otherwise getting ready for this team?
No, not really. I mean, we went back to the basics this week, and worked hard on some fundamentals and, with doubling a quarterback, we only had a week to prepare last week. And, we really, really worked on with him the fundamentals of quarterback and a little bit more this week and trying to help him out a little bit. So, feel like that is a big thing this week.
All right. Well, Coach, as far as getting ready for the Mules, we'll talk about the games this week going on in the KCI. Of course, Lathrop versus West Platte. We'll announce the starting times. 6 p.m. for the Lathrop versus West Platte game. Lawson versus North Platte, that's at 5 p.m. Mid-Buchanan versus Penny, that's at 5:30 p.m. Plattsburgh versus East Buchanan, that's also at 5:30 p.m. And coaches, there's some games that kind of stick out here that I think will be some games to watch, namely Mid-Buchanan versus Penny and Plattsburgh versus East Buchanan. Those should be some excellent games to follow in the conference this week as well.
Yeah, they really should be, and I'm excited to see what Mid-Buck and Penny do, and Plattsburgh East Buck ought to be pretty good to watch too. So, if I was picking, if you made me pick, I'd probably pick East Buck and Mid-Buck, but you never know when you get in the game of football. So, glad I'm not a betting man.
Yeah, I to bet you got to have luck, but my luck is usually not the good kind when I bet. So I totally understand that. Just breaking down the district, I look at some opportunity here in this particular district that the West Platte's in, Class 1 District 7. Plattsburgh at 3-1, which I think is a very important game for them tonight. They've got 46 points. Mid Buchanan at 3-1, they got 41.5 points. Penny at 2-2 has got 35.92 points. East Buchanan at 2-2, 34.75 points. Now, West Platte is at 1-3 with 26 points. Polo at 0-4, 15.33 points. North Platte at 0-4, they got 14.5 points. And Maysville at 0-4 at 13.83 points. Now, Coach, breaking this down, West Platte in fifth place, and they've got some opportunities here on teams coming up. That could allow you to move up in the top tier of the district here, Coach. So I think this is an opportunity here.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, and also playing a 2A school this time, it'll help us too in the standings. So, so it's good that we're playing a 2A school. And then, you know, next week, of course, we play North Platte. And, you know, that's always a good opportunity. So we got some opportunities coming up to help us in the district. And that's what you want at this time of year.
All right, Coach. Well, best wishes on the game coming up here versus Lathrop. That will be tomorrow night. Once again, the game's at 6. Our pregame comes on at 5:15 on WestPlatteSports.com. We'll have it announced on the website. Coach, best wishes and good luck as you take on the Lathrop Mules tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Jay. Appreciate it.